It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest here in the studio, Bob Silvestri, architect, developer, builder, activist, and author of the book, The Best Laid Plans, Our Planning and Affordable Housing Challenges in Marin. I asked Bob to be here today after reading a blog piece he wrote for the Mill Valley Patch on the dark side of many of the current affordable housing policies and plans in Marin. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thanks very much for having me, John.
By this time, most of the listeners have at least heard about controversies surrounding the Association of Bay Area Governments, commonly called ABAG, the housing and transportation efforts, and the infamous Plan Bay Area. Could you give us a status report of what this all means today?
Sure, John. There is a regional plan. It's called Plan Bay Area. And essentially, this plan is about promoting large-scale, high-density development in exchange for getting transportation funding grants from some large regional agencies like ABAG and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. This development is called a transit-oriented development. And they accomplish this locally by identifying certain areas and designating them as priority development areas, or PDAs.
Your book is entitled The Best Laid Plans. Do I sense some irony in that?
Yeah, John. I say that because there are two major goals to Plan Bay Area. One is to provide affordable housing for those people who are most in need, and the other is to reduce greenhouse gases and do good things for our environment. The reality is the plan fails both of those goals miserably. The other challenge is that in Marin, about 90% of the real opportunities to solve our local affordable housing needs and do environmental good are found in small infill mixed-use development. So the top-down, one-size-fits-all, big development approach of Plan Bay Area doesn't really help us here. I think a locally driven, bottom-up approach is a better way.
What do you mean when you say there is a dark side to how we plan?
Well, the dark side refers to the way the plan not only fails the goals, but it actually adds to the problem. Studies have shown that transportation-oriented development does not produce either affordable housing or environmental benefits, and even the plan's environmental impact report admits that. In everywhere it's been tried, transportation-driven development investments result in increased land values and wholesale evictions of most of the low-income residents, and the resultant development is very high-priced housing. So, and I should say that people still have to use their cars, especially in Marin, so it adds more congestion. So the fact is that the greenest building ever built is one that's already standing. But under these programs, there's absolutely no funding available for preservation or renovation of existing affordable housing, and that's a real problem.
Can you give us an example?
Sure, John. In Marin City, there's a housing project called Golden Gate Village. It's 296 units, all very low income, about 90% black and people of color. It was built in 1960, and Marin City is designated as a priority development area. This project has one of the worst maintenance records of any public housing projects in the state of California. The tenants are concerned that it'll be torn down and replaced with what they call smart growth, which means a large, high-density, mixed-use, mixed-income project. But as one of the Golden Gate Village residents told me recently, the people who live here can't afford to live in affordable housing, the kind they would build. So you're talking about approximately 700 low-income residents, many who've lived in Marin for decades, will be kicked out of the county. So how does this solve our problem? Is my question. And you see, the lie about Plan Bay Area, John, is that they say that more building is good for the environment. But that's primarily because the plan is designed for big cities and backed by big union and big development political funders.
You refer to Marin City as a priority development area. I understand that some priority development areas have been removed from the list. Is that true?
Yeah, that's exactly true. Recently, because of tremendous public protest, two of the largest PDAs, priority development areas, were removed from the plan. One is Marinwood, and the other is the Tam El Monte Manzanita area, just south of Mill Valley. Unfortunately, that now leaves a couple other PDAs in the county of Marin, one in Strawberry Village, the other in Marin City, and another small area south of San Rafael, that are now going to get the brunt of all the development that wasn't going to happen there as they remain being designated PDAs. The caveat in all this is the supervisors can at any time remove these PDAs, and there really are no significant penalties that have been identified. So it's really up to the supervisors.
Well, that's a good segue into what can my listeners do to help you?
Well, I think to help themselves and to help the County of Marin, you know, it's always get involved and stay informed. And very much, it's very important, I should say, to call, email, and write your supervisors or your locally elected representatives and tell them how you feel about this and tell them, if you do support, that you do support local control and a more responsive process to the community.
You can find Bob's book on Amazon. Just enter Bob Silvestri, S-I-L-V-E-S-T-R-I, under books, and the best laid plans will appear. You can find his blog by going to Mill Valley Patch on the net and clicking blogs on the menu. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.